For most of us, the highlight of Thanksgiving is the food. But it takes a lot of work to get that turkey on the table, along with the sweet potatoes, the stuffing, and the pumpkin pie. It's more food than most of us cook at any other time of the year. So, this Thanksgiving, we thought we'd hear from people who do this kind of cooking for a living, professional chefs, and see what their Thanksgiving meals and traditions look like. We begin in Laconia, where NHPR's Jack Rodolico finds a chef known for cooking a really big bird.
Kevin Halligan is the owner and chef at Local Eatery. When he gets off work Wednesday night around midnight, he goes home and slides the turkey into the oven. His turkey has to start cooking early because it is enormous, a 52-pounder.
They're awesome. They're huge. It takes up the whole oven. You can't fit anything else in it.
And so about seven people at the table?
Yeah, seven.
Four of them are kids?
Yes. Which makes it even better.
Halligan has been cooking a gargantuan turkey for his family for about a decade. Golden Shamrock Farm in Loudoun sets aside their biggest bird for him every year. And he makes all the side dishes, too, and the dessert. And he raises his own pigs right in the backyard.
And so, like, where does the ham come into all this? Like, do you stuff it inside the turkey so it all fits?
Maybe I will do that. I'll put it in my oven here at the restaurant, probably.
Halligan's wife, Jillian, was, to say the least, surprised the first year he walked in the door with a turkey the size of a small golden retriever.
I think that was one of the biggest ones, too, actually. I think that was like a 57-pounder that year, and it was just, it's like putting a dinosaur in the oven, you know.
It's just so much leftovers. I think we could feed our town.
Jillian says any skepticism she has is outshined by the enthusiasm of her four kids.
I honestly don't know if they've ever seen anything smaller. Like, they're so used to our big bird that I don't even know if they'd recognize a small one.
The three-year-old's mind is going to be blown.
Oh, yeah. He'll definitely be totally pumped about the huge turkey, I'm sure.
How much does your three-year-old son weigh?
I think he weighs 33 pounds, so the turkey's definitely bigger than he is.
For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico in Laconia.
And I'm Brady Carlson at the Common Man Restaurant in Concord. Chefs here have been working all week to get ready for today's feast, says General Manager Christy Edmonds.
Us in the restaurant industry, holidays don't mean the same as they do to other people because we tend to be here a lot of the time. You're not always guaranteed that you're going to have that day off. So you tend to, this is our family. And, you know, we bring in treats for each other and snacks, and we joke around and try to make the best of it.
If the Thanksgiving crew at Common Man is a family, it's a big one. Eight servers, five people working the bar, five support staff, and seven people in the kitchen. But if you were hoping that these folks might make Thanksgiving dinner for you this year, sorry, Edmund says they've been booked solid for a month.
We started getting calls for reservations in August. It hasn't stopped, and actually it intensifies the week before.
And the restaurant's cooks have been spending the week assembling hundreds of what are called Thanksgiving to-go kits, which include turkey, pumpkin pie, and everything in between.
It's cold. We prepare it all for them, put it in individually wrapped containers and directions for reheating, and then they take that home with them and heat it up tomorrow and pretend that they were the cook.
The restaurant closes early on Thanksgiving Day. For workers, it's a shorter day, but a busier shift with no mid-afternoon lull in traffic, and maybe a chance to sit down at home and have someone else serve the turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie this year. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.
I'm Paige Sutherland, and I'm here in Manchester with chef and owner Chuck Calanzas of Panucci's Restaurant on Hanover Street. For Calanzas, Thanksgiving time is one of the busiest times of year in the kitchen. That's because for the past 7 years, he's been serving Thanksgiving dinner at no cost for anyone who needs it.
It's just nice to have let people have a nice, happy Thanksgiving. They deserve it.
A tradition, he said, that was inspired by his mother.
So, you know, our upbringing was to always help people. I just continued that. It was never about us. It was always about helping.
In this year, he's cooking 26 turkeys, along with 150 pounds of potatoes, 50 pounds of squash, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and even pumpkin pies.
The traditional Thanksgiving dinner. We don't go without anything not being on that plate.
The oven at Panucci's can only fit four turkeys at a time, so Calanzas begins roasting them Monday night.
That's a lot of work. So, yes, I have not had any sleep. So if I'm mumbling and jumbling, I have definitely not had any sleep.
That's because Calanzas cooks this all by himself. He also picks up the tab himself, too, a cost, he says, that goes up every year.
If it costs me $1,000, it costs me $2,000, it costs me whatever, The value of the money, it does not mean nothing.
Last year, more than 150 people came for dinner. And this year, he is expecting even more.
When we open up the door at 9 o'clock, there'll be a line out the door.
And who shows up, Calanza says, is a mixed bag from
people that are living in the street to, like I said, families that just cannot afford it. A lot of students that are stuck here that couldn't go to back home because of the break.
But once everyone who wants a free meal gets one, Calanzas's job isn't over. He then serves a turkey dinner for his own family, roughly 40 or so people. And after that, he opens the place back up for the public, starting at 4. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.